May 11th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. Also, visit us on thesportscast.net. You could get our app, download it for iOS on the Apple App Store, and go to our website, thesportscast.net. This is the World Cup preview. Today, we're previewing Ecuador and the Netherlands in Group A of this World Cup that also has Ecuador and Qatar, Senegal, and Netherlands. So today we'll be previewing, you know, two teams that I think are going to be very decisive in this group. And of course, we'll see what's going to happen. And joining us today, who joined us last time, Lucas Alvaral. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Hey, Santiago. Thank you for having me again. I think last time we discussed some really good points. And I think today we're going to do even better. We're going to be watching, you know, some of these players, some of these teams. And I think it's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. Two heavy hitters. Last time we talked about Qatar, host team. And today we're talking about a South American team, Ecuador, who made it in fourth place in the CONMEBOL qualification. And they were above ahead of Peru by 2 points. And then behind Brazil, Argentina, and Uruguay, the top three best South American teams in the region. And today we're going through Ecuador. What's your thoughts over Ecuador? We'll be watching some videos and previewing how they did these past couple of years. But what are your thoughts over Ecuador?
I like Ecuador. I think Ecuador has a really good team. I think it's a very tough team. And they don't have a star. I don't think they have a star, but they have, again, you know, they have good teammates, good. They're just good overall.
Yeah, Ecuador had a good start of the South American qualification. I think they were undefeated in the year of 2019, I believe. They had like 12 points right off the bat. Then they struggled a little bit in the middle, but they came back, and this is their fourth World Cup, which they've been consistent the past 20 years going to World Cups. And they have great players like Iner Valencia, who plays for in Turkey, and Pero Hensapi for Bayer Leverkusen. A lot of the other players play in South America. So let's go play the videos and see what this team is all about.
Sure thing. We're going to start with the last three games that Ecuador played. We're going to start with Brazil against Ecuador. Can you see my screen?
I can see it.
Okay, perfect. Let's get it on. Skip through this a little bit.
So this is a Brazil team that finished first in the qualifiers, which they qualified pretty fast. And the first goal is by Brazil. This is playing Ecuador, so.
Mistake by the goalie, or?
You know, your screen is moving a little bit slow. I'm not sure if it's my end, but they're showing the replay right now, so I'm seeing it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It was a header. Oh, mistake by the goalkeeper. Did not grab the ball on time.
Between the goalkeeper and the center back, number three. Look, number three is in the middle. The ball goes through his legs, and then it goes in. Good run.
And then the striker collided with the goalkeeper, and I think the ref was going to call a penalty on that, I bet.
That could be a PK.
VK, but... if they're both going after the ball.
Let's see what he called. Ooh! PK in jail.
Yeah, that is a very... it's a tough...
chin.
That's where you need to... oh, yeah, right. His boot went on the Ecuador's goalkeeper's foot. Went on the chin of the Brazilian. And that's not a good sign. That usually leads to a penalty or free kick.
Yeah.
And a red card. Yeah, so definitely. That was not smart. I will leave it up to the defender.
But I don't think it was a PK. I think it was outside the box. And they didn't show a PK. So
it was they showed a PK. So it was free kick. They probably missed it. So
what happened there?
Which, okay. And then Ecuador gets fouled by a Brazilian and another red card. So things are getting evened out here.
Usually in South America, when a team gets a red card, the other team gets a red card.
Interesting. Did not know that.
Yeah, no. It's Copa Libertadores, Eliminatorias, all of those. Usually
it's in the culture.
Yeah. Oh, you got a red card? Let me give these guys a red card too.
So, and Ecuador gives a lot of trouble to the big teams like Brazil and Argentina. So it's never an easy match when they go to Ecuador.
But you saw that he was number two that hit the Ecuadorian player, and he gave the red card to 14.
Interesting.
So he gave the wrong guy.
To the wrong one. Which we're going to bring up a story, actually, because one of the players apparently is not from Ecuador. Another red card. This is three red cards. Was that to the keeper?
Ooh,
Allison. That's Allison, the goalkeeper of Brazil. Yeah, that was definitely a red. He plays for Liverpool, starter, and apparently he's going for the ball, but then he touches the player. And
I don't know. I don't know about this one. I feel like the Ecuadorian player went towards the leg.
Yeah, he was looking for the foul.
He was nowhere
maybe
near
not
the
looking
ball.
For the ball, but
let's see what he says. I don't think it was a red card.
It was a VAR, maybe. Can they reverse it? I think they can.
They could. Yeah. No, if he goes.
I've never seen VAR reverse a yellow. Okay, give a yellow instead.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yellow is fine, but it wasn't a red card. Let's see.
Okay, here's another one. Ecuador. No, Brazil. I don't see Neymar. He's probably there, right?
I don't see him either. Good shot. Good defense, too. Look at there. Good defense.
Yeah. It's still 1-0 Brazil, so things are getting a little bit tighter.
No chances. This is the first chance for Ecuador. Ooh, ooh. Yeah. They closed him in. They closed him in fast.
Pretty interesting.
Let's see. No. What do you think about that one? Let me see.
Let me do the replay here.
Let me see. I still think it's not a PK.
Anything touched in the PK box is questionable, but that one looks pretty clean.
Yeah.
So we're seeing an Ecuador player going toward in the box, and the Brazilian defender, two defenders are going after the ball, but they trip the player. And it's going to VAR. So this is
the Ecuadorian player stepped on the Brazilian player.
Yeah, so that should not be a penalty here.
No penalty. No penalty.
This is a classic South American match.
I should work at VAR. I told you the first replay that it was in a big game. Yeah. But we're seeing very fast Ecuadorian players.
Yeah.
Maybe the technique on the one-on-ones hasn't been the best, but very fast.
Yeah, so far holding Brazil to a goal, that's not bad. Gabriel Jesus is playing a striker. This was probably played at – what month was this played?
Oh, goal. It says January 2022.
Yeah, they look pretty cool. Okay, so Ecuador ties it with Brazil, which is says a lot. That's massive. And they probably keep it to a tie.
Good header.
Was it from Inter Valencia?
You want center backs that go ahead of the ball, especially in defense and in offense.
Yeah. El Titi, that's the Brazilian
Chichi.
Go by Torres. I'm going to look up this game because I can look it up in my database.
Ooh, what was that? That one, I think, was more of Pique than the last one we saw.
Yeah.
So I got my doubts. Silva. Let me see. Ooh.
Wow. This game was full of fouls here, huh?
Yeah. Let me see again. So, that's a hard view.
This is January 27th. Yeah, Torres and Casemiro.
Red card for Becker.
Allison Becker, Liverpool legend. Important.
Is he a legend?
Well, not yet, but he might be.
Okay. So if the Ecuadorian player touches the ball, it's a PK.
Oh, really?
But no, Alisson touched it first. So that's why he didn't call it.
So Ecuador gets...
Do they get the PK? No.
I don't think they do.
Minute 97?
Ilian Valencia. Very good
again.
Player.
He went back again with his red card. No, so the goalkeeper touched the ball first. That's why it wasn't a red card and it wasn't a PK. Because if the forward would have touched the ball first, then yeah, it was definitely a PK. Good game.
Good game. Ended 1-1. That's a good sign for Ecuador. If they could hold Brazil to a tie. And this Brazil team was full of stars. It had Gabriel Jesus. It had Coutinho, Casemiro, Fred, Rafinha, Sandro. But Ecuador showed resilience. So let's go to the next game, Peru versus Ecuador. This is a rivalry, actually.
Is it?
Yeah. Usually Peru is the biggest rival.
I know Peru and Chile are rivals.
Yeah, the biggest rival. I think second for Peru is Ecuador. Ecuador would say... Peru is definitely out there in the top three, but let's see how this match goes.
I have a sweet spot for Peru.
Okay.
I always like Peru.
We'll try to skim in this one a little bit faster so we get to get this going.
Let's see. All right.
And this game was played in Lima, Peru, which is not unbearably difficult, not too much high altitude, but it is.
Ooh, what a ball.
Ooh. Okay, Ecuador nice. Gets a pass. Is it offside? I don't think so. Scores. Goal by Estrada.
Good
that
ball.
Was a good goal.
Good finish.
Good pass. Good finish. Yeah. And this was in February 1st, I believe. So, and Peru was, you know, a team that is now playing for the playoff against UAE, I believe.
Yes. I think Peru should go to the World Cup. Look at the run.
Should
look
be
at
able
the
to
run.
Make
look
it.
At the ball. Nice.
A nice pass was not offside. The player stuck with the defender, and then once it got released, he powered through.
The pass
timing
was excellent.
Perfect.
Yeah, but the run that the forward made was.
Yeah, that's tough to do. That's tough to calculate. Only true stars do that. That's really, all perfect. Yeah, the run
great
was
first
perfect.
Control. Yeah, no, it was great goal. Great goal.
Okay, so it's 1-0, and Estrada scored in the minute 2. So,
oh wow,
that was a quick
nice.
Goal.
Nice, good passing.
So they do a lot of
control
long passes.
Shoot!
Yeah.
Who's that? Oh, Guerrero.
Oh yeah, he's used to be Peru's star, but. I heard he's not going to be in this World Cup. And
he's like 38, 39.
Yeah, 38, a lot of issues. Did well in the past, but it's just.
Good pressure. Look, four people running around for the ball. Ooh. Yeah. I like what I'm seeing from this Ecuador team. I don't know about you.
Yeah. This Ecuador team is pretty strong. They have good passes, good defense. And definitely could be, I would maybe switch up my Group A predictions maybe. After seeing
I told
this.
You last time, I told you Ecuador was going
to
be up there.
Yeah, Ecuador is definitely.
Now.
Ecuador's been a powerhouse in South America. It really has. Like, they've been consistent. More than Colombia, I would think.
Good shot. Look. Good shot.
And it's a far shot from Ecuador. It feels like it's more Ecuador in the offense. There is kind of
Gareca,
and he, Argentinian coach, talented, has done wonders for.
You gotta make those. In the World Cup, you gotta make those. You can't give those chances.
So
away.
We got a problem on YouTube, Lucas. Looks like we're not allowed to show these videos. I got the email.
So, damn it. So we're the only ones watching it.
We're the only ones in Twitch.
Okay.
Twitch and also Twitter. So
check
FYI.
Check us out on Twitch and Twitter.
Yeah, twitch.tv. But yeah, it happens. It's a FIFA thing or a Como Bowl thing, whatever.
Come on, these games are old. Like, who's hitting, who didn't watch these games? good transition, Zuck, from Ecuador. Let's see what this goes. Uy.
Yeah, so Peru, I mean, Peru definitely is the weaker link. I don't see much going on from them.
Good goal.
As a goal, which was the equalizer. Now, do you think this, like, this Peru team is better than they were 4 years ago, or pretty much the same?
I think the Peru weaker? from that got to the Copa America finals was one of the best Perus in the last 20 years, maybe.
Even though they lost against Brazil 3-1, that was a good team. But
losing against Brazil it's always a possibility.
The only team that could like neutralize them is Argentina.
Uruguay also always gives them
Yeah, exactly. Puts pressure on it. So,
but yeah, no, losing against Brazil is always the. You see the schedule, you see Brazil, and you're like, okay, yeah, maybe we lose this one.
Yeah, especially really when they're playing in Brazil. So that doesn't make it any easier.
Was that a foul? No, I don't think it was a foul. That's a Vincula with a cross. Good cross.
Awesome. Oh, yeah, that was one of the best players. So, oh, Lucas, after this video, let's skip to Netherlands. I know we have one more, but because of time, let's skip to Netherlands. But what I like about Ecuador is they have a good structure.
Good chemistry. I told you.
Yeah, this is a good squad. I didn't watch much of the qualifiers from CONMEBOL, only like a few Brazil games and a few Colombian games, but this Ecuador team is solid. It's a
tie in Peru against Peru is not a bad result at all.
It's not a bad result. I'll take that every day and twice on Sunday. Now we're going to the Netherlands, which is
Norway.
Against Norway. And Netherlands has been – they didn't go to the last World Cup. I believe they didn't go to the last World Cup. Yeah, they didn't. 14, they went to the top four. 18, they skipped. You can go ahead and play if you want. And then, the Euros, I think they made it to the quarterfinals, but they lost to someone or the round 16, but this is a young team. Frankie, the young Memphis Depay. And now we're seeing number 9, I think, which is Depay, I believe.
Yes. And I like Depay.
Yeah. No, Depay, no, not, he played 10, for Barcelona. Well, he's playing for Barcelona. So overall, what do you think about Netherlands?
I don't know a lot about him.
That's why I watch
it. We're gonna see.
What I've heard, like, I mean, I have two Dutch friends, but you know, for some reason, I have two Dutch friends, and they were telling me they lack strikers, or they don't have a good striker. But they have a good midfield defense. They got Virgil van Dijk, who plays for Liverpool, one of the best defenders in the world, maybe the best, and then a good goalkeeper. But they lack strikers, so which is not a bad thing, because there's some teams that can operate without them. And then, number 10, Depay, and the goalkeeper from Norway gets them. I think Depay is their best player.
You think?
I heard. Like the young, I heard their best player.
The young. I like teams with good strikers. So what you just said, I already don't like this team.
But now you're seeing like teams like Barca and Man City that don't need it, even though Man City got Haaland. So that might. That theory of don't worry about
that proves my point. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So, which that might help you out. Okay, so number 7.
Oh, nice.
A goal from mid-range from the PK box by Bergwijn, which he plays for Tottenham.
He does.
Plays for Tottenham. And actually, Mourinho actually scouted him to play in Tottenham. So, if Mourinho spotted him, that's a good sign.
Yes.
The coach for Netherlands is Louis van Gaal, who used to coach for Manchester United and coach Haaland back in 14, is a good coach.
He didn't do good in Manchester United, right? Or
no, who does well in Manchester United? It's hard to coach that team.
Yeah, what a goal! But, nice goal.
Nice goal. Very very systematic here. Total football strategy.
Yeah.
Now, Norway, I believe that is who they have.
Is that the Dybala mask? No, that's not.
I think Haaland plays in
Norway.
Haaland plays in Norway. So this which they didn't qualify. And this is a run. This is a fast player. Good pass. Beautiful. Okay. That's what you do.
Yeah.
So what happened was there was a breakaway. Two players running up front, two defenders. I believe Depay passed it and then gave the ball and scored. Pretty solid team. But, you know, Norway's not that good either way. So,
yeah, from what we've seen. Oh, so from a corner kick. No, that defender in Norway should have, you know, grabbed a jersey or something right there on their side.
Argentinian style, right?
Yeah, stop him. Stop him, whatever it costs.
Okay, so the goalkeeper for Netherlands is Jasper Cillessen, which I believe he played for Barcelona for a bit.
He did. What was that, 2-0?
That was 2-0. Quick one, which is a good video. Next game, watching Netherlands versus Denmark. Should we tell the score or should we just, you know, play it out?
Let's play it out.
Play it out. So
it's a lot more fun when you don't know the score.
Exactly. So this is a two with Denmark,
right? Yes.
Goalkeeper, I forget his name. I know his name.
Oh, that's one.
Peter Schmeichel, Kasper Schmeichel, who plays for Leicester, is one of the stars players for Denmark. And this Holland team up front is Bergwijn and Depay. Depay is a midfielder, but could act as a striker. Okay. De Jong plays for Barcelona, which is a good midfielder. And Daley Blind, who used to play for Manchester United, could be in this Holland team in the World Cup. And of course, you got Van Dijk and you got Ake. Ake plays for Man City. And
so, what you're telling me is that they have good names. They have good.
They
players.
Have great. Yes, yeah, it's really star-studded. Question is, do they have the grit? Can they go that extra inch to go deep in the cup? You know.
I think I like this video better than the one before.
Oh yeah, for sure.
We're seeing a little bit more here. That's a nice
more
goal.
Action. Yeah, work well under pressure.
Good cross. Good header.
And Louis van Gaal, which he looks good. I think he had like a heart condition not too long
ago. Oh, really?
Yeah, so.
Let's see what happens here. Free kick from Denmark. A little far.
Tough. Not impossible, but we'll see what happens.
No. Hit the wall.
By the way, this is a high-scoring game. Oh. And scored by Denmark. Tie up the game 1-1. That was by Yannick Vestergaard, which they also qualified to Denmark. So, but Holland, yep, set pieces are tough.
Yes. Good goal too. Good goal. Good cross. Good header. This is the guy with the heart condition, right? That he's playing now.
Yeah.
I remember the name. Good pressure. You gotta finish those again in the World Cup. You gotta finish those.
You got to. There's no mercy.
Let's see what's up now.
The Netherlands going to attack. They're good with crosses, apparently. And a goal by Ake from Manchester City. Great player.
That should have been a goalkeeper's ball. Look, inside the six, deep. That should have been a goalkeeper's ball.
Yeah, you're right. He should have batted it out, which Kasper is a world-class goalkeeper. So stuff that he should have known.
It's a quick cross too. We'll give him that. I don't like this. I don't like teams that they get pressured in the back and don't change. So we already saw two times that Denmark lost the ball.
It so far is more of a Holland ball possession, which according to my fact sheet, they do have more ball possession, 55%.
What do you think of that? I didn't think it was a PK.
And they didn't check VAR, so it's all human eye. Yeah, so here's a penalty by Memphis Depay. They're up 3-1, so it's a good lead. Is it over? We'll find out. And Facebook blocked us, so.
Oh, wow.
Get the video. Tough to do, but it's okay. Oh, there's Erickson, who had a heart condition last year during the Euros. Now he's coming back slowly. And I think he might he's currently playing in a smaller club, but he might go to Tottenham next year or something, I heard. Or back to Tottenham.
Okay.
Christian Eriksen, who plays for Brentford, which is they're in the Premier League, but it's a smaller club. And a goal by Eriksen. Wow.
Nice goal.
That was probably his comeback game, too. So it was 3-2. How does Netherlands respond?
Nice cross. Good ball, yeah. Good one, too. We'll see what happens now.
See how they respond. I think I know what's going to happen. But
you said Denmark is in the World Cup, too?
Denmark is.
I like what I see from Denmark, too.
Especially Denmark definitely is going to be, it's definitely going to be a team to watch out in the next couple of
good run
young team. And there's Dumfries or Bergwijn. Oh,
nice. Good goal. Good run by Young.
Yeah.
Good ball.
Yeah, fast players. A lot of speed there. I like it. And good kickers. And the Netherlands are ranked number 10.
Oh, look at that.
In the world.
I like that we're seeing that Netherlands, even though it is Netherlands, they are not doing the tiki-taka, if you want to call it, too.
The Barcelona full ball possession. Yeah, they're doing more of attacking like Germany.
The goal we just saw, it was two passes.
Yeah, you're right. Which are you a fan of tiki tack?
No, I'm a fan of attacking with the ball.
Attacking on the wings, yeah.
Not having the ball just to have it.
4-2 match, pretty good with Netherlands. So we're just going to watch that one because of time. We have
with Germany, though. We'll keep it for next time.
Yeah, for next time, which they're two big rivals. But what are your thoughts over Netherlands overall?
I like Netherlands, but I like Ecuador a lot better, I think.
Ecuador better. I think Ecuador had a good system going. I think their long passes and going in the middle – it's going to be an issue for other teams. And they're very disciplined, Ecuador. So they're not sloppy.
Very tough in defense, too.
Yeah.
And we saw that forwards do good runs. They got good finishes, good headers.
And I don't see Qatar passing neither of Netherlands or Ecuador. And next week, we'll be talking about Senegal. So
we are. But for now, what do you think? Who's going to win that group?
I think for sure Netherlands. Gosh. And then second place will be between Senegal and Ecuador. But I got to see Senegal first.
Okay.
See how it is. Because they have Mane and they got some other world-class players like Mendy. Two Mendys, actually. Yeah. But it's going to be tough.
I think it's going to be first. Netherlands.
There's pretty much going to be no blowouts. It's going to be 2-1, 1-1 type of games, low scoring matches.
Yeah.
How about you?
I think Ecuador is gonna be first. They're gonna beat Qatar. They're gonna tie against Netherlands and they're gonna beat Senegal.
And Netherlands will be second.
Netherlands will be second.
I gotta see first Senegal and see how it is. I know Senegal won the African Nations Cup this year, so not saying that doesn't mean anything. Well, it could be.
No, of course not. Yeah.
But it's going to be, I don't want to say group of death, but this is probably one of the top groups.
It is a tough group. Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. We'll tune in, for next week for Senegal. Lucas, what is the best way to reach you online?
Instagram, Lucas El Pivot.
Lucas Pivot. And then you could, look for us on the sportscast.net or the sportscast one on Instagram or Twitter. And, of course, you can follow us next week because we're previewing every team in the World Cup. It could be one team per show or two teams per show. But we'll give some grace for Netherlands next week. We'll give it 10 minutes to watch the Germany match to solidify. Germany's not the strong Germany, the scary Germany you knew a couple years ago, but they're a good team.
They're young, too.
Yeah, and Senegal won the African Nations Cup, so we'll see what happens. Well, anyways, Lucas, I appreciate you coming on to another great World Cup preview show.
Please, thank you for having me. It went by fast today.
Yeah, I know, due to time. But next week, we'll have some more wiggle room. And this was your...